Hello, Mixed Nutcases and Dog Days of Podcasting listeners. This is Nuke Trust, and you're listening to Nutty Bites. And today I want to talk about the tick. But before I get into that, so I did have a fantastic birthday. Thank you, everyone. There are a lot of Facebook posts and comments, and apparently now there's a Facebook story and, oh boy, and text messages, and it's wonderful. And every single one of them makes me smile, but there is that. Okay, go in and just hit the little heart emotion. So hopefully everybody knows that I appreciate them. It was fantastic. This is a really great month for birthdays, especially for Dog Days listeners. You know, Melissa has a birthday yesterday or 2 days ago at the point that you're listening to this. And Christine had a birthday a few days ago. And big time listener Steve had a birthday. And now today on the 19th. Marty has a birthday, which is a friend of mine that I have known forever. But my friend Eric had a birthday. so many. James had a birthday. Marie, so many people have had birthdays recently, which is fantastic. Growing up, there was never anybody that had birthdays around mine. Then again, it was summertime, so I didn't know because, you know, who do you see in the summer? But nobody in my family. I have a very large family and nobody else was born in August because, well, at least after me, my mom learned, yeah, being pregnant in the middle of the summer is not a good idea. But I love having a birthday in August. I think it's cool. And every time I meet somebody that has a birthday in August, I get very excited. And one thing I realized today that I knew before, but I keep forgetting, is that Sterk, the hockey playing lion out in Nova Scotia, his birthday is also the 18th. So it's always fun to know that I can share my birthday with Sterk, the lion. He is so much fun. I miss being able to go out there and see him. So the tick. I am a big fan of the tick. I had fun with the comic book. I really liked the series in, what was it, like 2001? I loved that show with Bat-Manuel and all the fun things. It's really funny if you think about the fact that, like, if you watched Bates Motel and the sheriff from Bates Motel is Bat-Manuel from that old tick series, it's pretty funny. But no, I am talking about the new Amazon Prime now canceled series. I will say I have a problem with these streaming services that when you're in the middle of watching, say, season one and season two drops, and for some reason they'll jump you into season two, even though you weren't done with season one. Well, that happened to us. So we got really confused. And then we realized that we didn't finish season one, but we're so invested in season two. We're going to finish season two and then we're going to go back and finish season one. It's weird. I know. I haven't finished it, but I'm going to tell you to watch it because it's super duper fun. I think there's a couple of changes. One, Arthur is not chubby, and that to me kind of made me sad, but I really like the guy that's playing Arthur, so it works. I am noticing that Arthur has chemistry with everyone. There is subtext and chemistry with everyone. It's kind of wild. Dot is much more of a character in this, which I, Arthur's sister, much more of a character, which I really enjoy. And there's something really, you know, while Patrick Warburton did such a really good job as the tick, and it was just pretty much perfect. There's something really endearing about, and I'm going to mispronounce his name, but Peter Serafinowicz that's playing him, the guy that's playing him. There's something, he has the naivety that Patrick Warburton maybe didn't have. I don't know. It's really fun. It's really weird to see that actor playing, you know, the tick who's supposed to be all bulky and invulnerable. I don't know. I'm loving it. Ms. Lint is an amazing character. She's a villain. She's a lot of fun. At least in season two and maybe at the end of season one, I didn't miss those episodes, but Alan Tudyk is a boat and it is fun. It is totally worth watching. And we are going to pair this up with a birthday sushi because, you know, I record these the night before. It was my birthday and I had lots and lots of sushi. And if you want to see that, go over to Instagram or my Facebook or my Twitter, any of those, just go to @NukeChess and you can see some amazing sushi. But if you're not into sushi, you could also have some of my birthday cake, which was a cookies and cream cake. It was like vanilla, one layer, of cake was vanilla. One layer of cake was chocolate. One layer of cake was vanilla. And there was cookies and cream frosting in between and then all over. And then chocolate poured on top. I don't think it's chocolate ganache. I think it's just hard chocolate. Anyway, very yummy. Didn't get the full cake rack like Tech normally gives me, but he did get the number candles and he put them backwards. So apparently I am 24. That's what I blew out. So a little cake racky, but it was so good. I'm very glad that he picked that one. It was very, very yummy.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.